Proclamation number 3713, dated the March 14th, 1946. Admonition to work for God. Catastrophe. You will clearly and perceptively hear the inner voice which will call you to work for my kingdom when the hour of your action for me is come. Then you should not hesitate but follow the voice and let me take you to those whom you are to teach in my name. The immense adversity will be the best spokesman on my behalf, for it will, if only temporarily, open hearts for me and you'll be listened to more readily than ever before. People were left without inner resistance by the previous huge natural event which had deprived them of everything that was dear to them. The task you must diligently comply with in order to first provide spiritual help for your fellow human beings is to explain to them the immense adversity by portraying it as my final means of help in order to prevent their soul's total descent. In an earthly way I will guide your thoughts such that you will be able to ease the physical hardship as well and will give to everyone according to his faith. Therefore, you should try to awaken or strengthen your fellow human beings' faith in me, in my love and omnipotence, so that they can partake in the blessings of a strong faith and be helped with their earthly hardship. For one can and always will help. You must just believe in him. And where earthly strength fails, my strength will set in if this is my will, and with my strength you can cope with all situations in life and with my help will also be led through the forthcoming harsh conditions. And thus you, my servants on earth, must purely concentrate on your teaching ministry, on your spiritual activity, on your fellow human beings' souls which are in urgent need of help. You must try to direct them all towards me by proclaiming me as a God of love to whom they must turn in order to receive the strength of love from him as well. People will suffer so much adversity that they will take hold of any lifeline, that they will therefore listen more willingly than ever and be grateful to find an explanation for the work of destruction which is facing the survivors and whose souls I still want to gain for myself. Therefore, each one of you, my servants, should work within your circle, for you all will have ample opportunity to speak on my behalf and to mention my directly conveyed word from heaven to earth. Make use of your time of activity, because you will find open hearts which are receptive for what you have to offer impelled by my spirit. And I myself will be able to work through you, I will be able to speak to people, and wherever merely the slightest will exist your labor will be successful, the souls will turn to me which I myself can then take care of according to their will and their faith. It will not be long until I will noticeably manifest myself in the repeatedly announced natural disaster. I will come suddenly and unexpectedly, for even if my own take it into account every day, they, too, will be taken by surprise when the first signs become apparent. Nevertheless, regardless of how distressing it will be, I recognize its urgent necessity and will not divert from it under any circumstances. And thus you must all prepare yourselves for it by accepting me and my word in your heart wherever and whenever possible, so that you will have an abundance of strength when you are surrounded by great adversity and fear, so that you can grant comfort and strength to all who are close to you, who are led to you by my will, so that you will proclaim my word to them for their soul's salvation. Prepare yourselves for this mission, for it will require all your strength and will, yet if you possess firm faith yourselves, you will, fearlessly and without worry, be wise guides and advisors for your fellow human beings and for the benefit of everyone be able to work for me and my kingdom. Amen.